by deliberate policies that were thought out, closely considered, and argued back and forth among the high-ranking people in the administration of this country, and then bounced around from Republican to Democratic and back to Republican administration. There's no serious disagreement. Madeleine Albright said that it is worth it. Their policies, the ends that they are seeking, justifies this means.
Right.
If they are seeking to depopulate Iraq, which in the humble opinion of this person, that is their objective. They want Iraq, a depopulated land, because the Holy Land is overpopulated with the wrong people. The Palestinians, the Muslims, the Christians, who are not Zionist Israeli Jews, have become a demographic bomb that is ticking away in the West Bank, in Gaza, in pre-1967 Palestine, and they want to get rid of them. So how are they going to do this? They have to make room for them. So they've been making room for them. This is their policy. They've been making room for them, and they want to resettle them. Sharon's vision, he calls it a vision. It's a murder policy, a genocidal policy. Has always been, yeah, the Palestinians, they have a homeland. But where's that homeland? It's east of the River Jordan. So they can cross, and if Jordan happens to be a desert, we know they're not going to be able, 2 million Palestinians are not going to be able to live in the desert, okay? They can go a little further and settle in Iraq. And we've been preparing Iraq for their eventual arrival. That's what they've been doing. This is not a matter of they have any serious grudges against this ruler or that. All of them have been their slaves. Just like they've enslaved the little person among us, they've also enslaved the big guy who happens to live in the official palace. From that big guy to the small one, all of us have become slaves to them. This is emancipated slavery. And they've been carrying on with this policy in front of our own eyes, and we're still trying to think of what are they trying to do? And it'll only hit us when it happens. When we see on the order of 1948 and 1967, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians crossing across these bridges and across these land masses, and we say, oh, so this is what it was all about. That's going to be too late. If you don't begin to think, if you don't begin to understand what is happening now, it's going to be too late for us when it happens. Then we have to deal with a refugee problem. And not only that, it's going to complicate the already tenuous and tense situation that exists in Iraq because of its ethnic and religious makeup. And if that serves that purpose, if that's what they want to do, and if this fragmentation of Iraq potentially by this development, if that takes place, all the better. They'd like, if we are 50 nation states, it doesn't bother them at all if we become 100 nation states. The more we are divided, the more we become tinier states, the best that serves their interests. They don't want us to move in the direction of unity and understanding. Let me tell you some things also that maybe will give you a sense of how evil this government is. Ever since the Vietnamese War, when the United States took its forces to Southeast Asia and got involved in a decades-long war, a decade and a half almost, war there, ever since they closed their military bases there and had to leave, they turned around and now have built the largest military base that they have outside the United States. You know where?
Uh-oh.
Can anyone take a guess?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia may truly be the largest one, but as far as their information has it, they tell us that the largest base is Base Kampstead, and that's built in Bosnia. What are they doing building their largest military base in Muslim lands? And what are we doing not realizing what's going on?
Good question. Okay,
let me also give you a sense of, you know, before we always used to hear human rights associations and organizations such as Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, all of these others who used to speak about how different populations of the world are maltreated and mistreated. What happened to them? They've been eclipsed. Because the United States policy doesn't want people to speak these types of things. An example of how hypocritical their policies are, a few years ago, the government in Turkmenistan, now these republics there in Central Asia that used to be part of the Soviet Union, they are ruled basically by ex-communists who conveniently turned nationalists and now are whipping up this national hysteria in their own country to exclude Muslims from assuming their positions of self-determination. This government applied to the Export-Import Bank here in Washington, D.C. for a loan of $90 million, which is not, you know, very much as far as a nation state is concerned, but they wanted $90 million for some development projects. And because the loan was more than $10 million, the Import-Export Bank had to go to the State Department and get something like a letter of clearance from the State Department that this country is not violating human rights. So the State Department sent it a letter saying, well, the information that we have is this country is violating human rights. And because, just like the brother said, if you lose sight of the economics, the oil, the finances, the business, if you lose sight of all of that, you don't get much of the sense of what's going on. Turkmenistan is one of those areas around the Caspian Sea in that area which they project there's tremendous natural resources. So they had to tuck those papers from the State Department, probably some mid-level administrator sent it there. We've experienced a few individuals who had a conscience or whatever is left of a conscience who object to some of these policies. This happened in the case of Bosnia. In this case, probably the papers went from an office like that, and they tucked it, they put it in file number 13, and they went ahead, authorized the $90 million to the government of Turkmenistan. Who cares about human rights? And they turn around and they say, they are concerned with human rights. The government of Turkey has leveled around 3,000 hamlets and villages and towns belonging to the Kurds. And the government of Turkey comes out looking good in the United States media. Why? No one would, an average American would not know about this. Average American is concerned with watching his sports game during the weekend, having his beer and his hot dog, entertaining himself. Who cares about, no trouble the average American with what's happening in Turkey. And the United States gives that Masonic, that Zionist government in Turkey, gives it in the course of the past 2 decades, $15 billion. And the Muslims, where are the Muslims in all of this? The government in Turkey has made it a capital, almost a capital offense. You break the law if you say in Turkey in public that Islam is a governmental system. That's enough. That statement by itself is enough to land you in prison for untold years.